From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For Thursday, the 13th day of September 2013, I'm Philip Grant. The hazardous weather outlook remains in effect for northwestern Connecticut, southern Berkshires, the central and southern Catskills, central and southern Taconics, and the Mid-Hudson Valley. There is a slight risk of severe thunderstorms Thursday afternoon into Thursday night ahead of a cold front. Any thunderstorms will be capable of producing damaging winds, hail 1 inch in diameter and greater, and heavy rainfall. The thunderstorms will move from southwest to northeast at 30 to 35 miles an hour. Minor flooding of urban poor drainage and other low-lying locations is possible. Isolated flash floodings will also be possible due to the thunderstorms repeatedly moving over the same areas. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting showers and thunderstorms likely, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 p.m. Some storms could be severe with heavy rain. The temperature high will be near 82 degrees. For Thursday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 a.m., then a chance of showers. Some storms could be severe with heavy rain and a temperature low of around 60 degrees. We'll run down the forecast for the next 3 days in a moment, but first, here is the local news. At the top of the news in Catskill, the Catskill Village passes the Brine Prohibition Act. Sam Sebrin of the WGXE Newsroom reports that the Catskill Village Board made history on Wednesday with the passage of the Brine Prohibition Act. The local law will prohibit the use of production brine or flowback fluids produced from the hydrofracking process within the village. It is the first law of its kind in Greene and Columbia counties. Approximately 20 people, including members of the Green Renewable Energy and Environmental Network, better known as GREEN, witnessed the board's action at the Washington Urban Senior Center. Board member and Greene County Legislature Joe Kozlowski made the motion. Board member Gene Chewin second, and the full board voted unanimously in favor of the law.
Somebody like to make a motion to enact the local law number 4-2013, amend section 28 of the village charter of the village of Catskill. Actual title of this is the local law shall be known and may be cited as the Brine Prohibition Act. So would somebody on the board like to make that motion?
I will make that motion.
We have a motion on the table by Mr. Kozlowski. Any board discussion? Would somebody like to second that?
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Chewins. Again, any board discussion? Those in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing five yeses, zero noes. Local law number 4-2013 is passed. Thank you.
Brine is generated as a result of drilling for gas or oil and contains a variety of hazardous chemicals in addition to substances picked up from deep within the earth, such as heavy metals and radioactive materials. The new law prohibits, and I quote, the introduction of natural gas and or oil production byproducts into any wastewater treatment facility within or operated by the village of Catskill. Also prohibited is the application of natural gas and or oil production byproducts on any village-owned road or village-owned property, whether as de-icing substance, dust suppressant, or any other purposes, unquote. In editor's note, Sam Sebrin is the founding member of the organization Green. Also in the news in Columbia County, county supervisors agreed to borrow $12.5 million. Nathan Mayberg is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors voted on Wednesday to approve the issuance of $12.5 million in bonds to pay for upgrades to emergency services equipment, the Pine Haven Nursing and Rehabilitation Facility construction project design, bridge repair, and highway department equipment. The bond resolution was $1 million less than the previous resolution approved by the board's finance committee. According to Comptroller Ron Campanera, with the addition of the new bonds, the county's long-term debt obligation would rise to nearly $48 million. Gatlin Supervisor Thomas Garrick was the lone dissenting vote on Wednesday, expressing concern about the county's long-term debt. You'll find that full story in today's Register Star. As for the weather, the hazardous weather outlook is still in effect for our area. There will be a slight risk of thunderstorms for this afternoon and tonight ahead of a cold front. Any thunderstorm will be capable of producing damaging winds, hail 1 inch in diameter and greater, and heavy rainfalls. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting showers and thunderstorms likely, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 p.m. Some storms could be severe with heavy rain. Temperature high today will be 82 degrees. For Thursday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 a.m., then a chance of showers. Some storms could be severe with heavy rain and a temperature low around 60. Over the next 3 days, for Friday, a slight chance of showers, mainly between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 68 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 42. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 66. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 42. And for Sunday, sunny with a high near 73 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 52. Sunrise this morning was at 6:33 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:09 p.m. The length of the day, 12 hours and 35 minutes. That's 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Thursday, the 12th day of September 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.